the barber shop. Anonymous sex. I went out yesterday with a gorgeous straight guy friend of mine. He took me to lunch at Seasons 52. It's one of my favorite restaurants. And then had to go along with him to the barber shop. It was a new one to him, and I was pretty bored. Until we walked in. Holy fuck! Look at that man! Then I noticed everyone was speaking Spanish. Puerto Rican Spanish. I'm Cuban. It's a distinct different accent. And I was even more interested in that very attractive man sitting in the barber chair, talking to the other guys, hanging out, shooting the shit. I sat in an empty barber chair while my friend's barber got started on his hair. He was getting it shaved and razored. He said it would take some time. All the more time to gawk at that man. The man. He was a deep brown Puerto Rican with a really close-shaved beard and mustache. Damn, makes me wet just remembering. Can you help me? I sat there in that chair, staring as long as I could, and figured out a way to get him alone. God, I suddenly had to pee. Yeah, right. I got up and walked over, me in my pink silk panties and a fit-and-flare red dress with red heels, and I sidled up next to him, asking if he could show me to the bathroom, please. He jumped up from his chair and led the way. He took me back through a maze of a corridor, pleasantly neat with stacks of paper towels and typewriter paper. Then, at the very back, was the bathroom, blessedly clean. He turned to go, facing me, and I stepped in and kissed him deeply. He didn't resist. I moved my right hand down to his groin and began rubbing up and down, feeling his cock get hard under my fingertips. I started to unzip him and slid my hand inside his tighty-whities and found a fucking hard cock. I felt my cunt open up with delight. Raw. I pulled his pants down, freeing that gorgeous 8-inch dick, and I pulled him close, kissing him again. I then turned around and leaned against the sink, pushing my ass towards him. He got the hint immediately. He lifted the skirt of my dress and yanked my panties down just enough to get to my quite wet pussy. I leaned over even more, giving him access to the opening to my body. He grabbed his cock and found his way, then shoved it inside me. I gasped and moaned at the same time. He proceeded to fuck me, and I mean fuck me hard. It took everything to stay upright, holding onto the sink, and I felt him push and release over and over again. I came quickly, watching us in the mirror. It spurred him on even more. I could feel him sweating behind me, could smell his maleness, and I came again. Oh my God, this was so fucking hot. He started pushing in so deep he was nearly lifting me off the floor, and I could tell he was climaxing by the grunting he was making. I pushed back hard, and he grabbed my hips so firmly he hurt me. I didn't give a shit. And then he came deep and hard, and I came again with him. He pulled out, pulled my panties up, spun me around, and kissed me so hard, bruising my lips. Then he pulled his pants up, tucked himself in, and we left the bathroom, back through the maze, and out into the busyness of the barber shop. My friend was nearly finished, and I just stood leaning on the display case. My panties were soaked with me, and he, and I felt cum dribbling down my thigh. I kegled and shivered at the memory. We'd never said a word to each other beyond my asking him to show me to the bathroom. I had no clue what his name was. I didn't even care. I added him to a list of glorious experiences of anonymous sex. I masturbated when I got home.